2,000 in your hand?
Yep.
Wow. They are so tiny, millimetres.
Wow.
They sit on a 4mm screen.
That's incredible, isn't it? Yeah.
If it all goes according to plan, these incredibly tiny oysters will be the catalyst for a $30 million tropical oyster industry here in the northwest of Western Australia. They're part of a consignment of more than 100,000 baby rock oysters that are being seeded today in Flying Foam Passage, a stretch of water in the Dampier Archipelago off the coast of Karratha.
What they're saying is they're quite an ornate shell. See how it's quite...
Okay.
Lots of ridges and stuff, and when we put them in the baskets, they basically roll around, and the idea is to knock all those in.
Hello, I'm Michelle Stanley. These baby oysters already have some serious flying hours under their belts. They were born here at Flying Foam, but were collected off the rocks as brood stock before being sent 2,000 kilometres south to Albany to spawn in a purpose-built hatchery. They've made the long trip back again and are now ready to settle in their growing out baskets. It's an exciting time for Stephen Gill from the Maxima Pearling Company. He's working in a joint venture with traditional owners, the Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation, to get this trial to fruition.
Running a hatchery is quite a specialised field, and it's been fantastic that the state government have made an investment in a hatchery that's got the capacity and the expertise to really kickstart this industry. They've able to take our broodstock, spawn them, and then send them back. And I think into the future, that hatchery will pay dividends, basically distributing oyster spat all over the state.
But it's not as simple as seeding the oysters, waiting a little while, then serving them on a plate, though that would be delicious. This trial involves two styles of growth. One is the free-range natural childhood, growing up on the rocks around Flying Foam, then when they get a bit older, being put into more formal grow-out baskets. The other way, consider it more like boarding school. They're born in the local waters, then sent down to Albany to grow up in the multi-species hatchery.
We're collecting some wild spat, so oysters spend some time drifting around in the water and then find a rock to settle on. We put some artificial rock surfaces out there to collect some. We collected about 5,000, and we don't know which will grow better, but you would hope that these hatchery-produced ones, we know what species they are, we know what size they are, they're very clean, they are single seed, so it means that they will grow and cup up nicely for the market, whereas the ones we collected from the wild tend to spread out and are a bit flatter. We want a nice cupped up oyster for the market in the future.
A journey of about 2,000 kilometres each way is no mean feat for baby oysters. Luckily, they breed them tough in the north.
I think one of the big advantages of the tropical oyster and the coral oyster that's growing here is they're used to living in on the rocks here, and when they're exposed to the environment, they could be getting up to 50 degrees. So they're a very, very robust animal. So we're hoping that we'll have a much more robust product and it'll grow very, very well. I've been told that these things can be out of water for up to 72 hours, so that gives us plenty of time to fly them from Albany to here.
While Maxima is running the trial, the custodians of the land are heavily involved. Peter Jeffries is the CEO of the Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation.
From Murujuga's point of view, I think this is a fantastic opportunity to get involved with our partners in the rock oyster farm project. Some of the benefits I think Murujuga would like to see out of this is employment and training, but also an opportunity to create wealth, which then makes Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation sustainable long term.
The Murujuga Rangers are well versed in taking care of their land, but growing oysters has certainly been a learning curve for the trainee rangers like Mark Clifton.
Oh, this is probably the first time I've had experience working with them besides eating them. This is the first time having experience on the marine side of things. We've got to learn where to put them and what the places and everything. We've got to put them, make sure they're all right, make sure it's all stable and stuff. It's good, new to all of us rangers, so we're going to be pretty deeply involved in it.
And for the Pilbara, this trial could also bring some serious economic and tourism benefits. Terry Hill from the Pilbara Development Commission has high hopes.
At the very start of this project, we we determined the best way to start was to actually talk to people who are in the business. So we bought some of the leading oyster farmers from the East Coast and some of the oyster experts from the East Coast to the Pilbara to have a look at different sites, have a look at the conditions and review some of the past work that had been done in the pearl oyster business. Those people threw the challenge out really and said, look, this industry could be quite significant. They talked about numbers like a couple of hundred jobs, because it's quite an intensive industry. They talked about, a multi-million dollar industry. So they threw the challenge out, I guess. We've got a bit of work to do. The team and the partnership that's grown here with the City of Karratha, Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation, Fisheries Research and Development Corporation, ourselves, and Maxima Pearling are all pretty committed to determining and understanding the growth rates of the oysters and the quality of the oysters. And this is part of the process that we're here for today.
The trial is still in its early days. We're only about halfway through. And did I mention the oysters are still only about 4 millimetres in size? So they've still got a lot of growing to do. But at the end of the day, on top of economic potential and benefits and training, there's one thing on everyone's mind.
I hope in 12 months' time we'll be sitting here saying, try this oyster.